All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 94. Learning today is sponsored by Roy Spiewak, in memory of his mother, Chaya Pesha Bas Gershon, and by Roberta Stahl, in memory of her father, Avram Chaim ben Kalman Wolf, Danish Muslim Tura B'Tura Chaim. Okay, we have a very interesting Shabbos upon us. Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos is not that common. It's a very interesting year, as everybody points out. We had Asar B'Tavis on a Friday. We had a Purim on a Friday. We have now Erev Pesach on a Shabbos. So it certainly fits this whole year, you know, different type of year. Okay, challenging type of year. Anyways, so one aspect that came up, that comes up, is how to fit in Shal Shudis, because Chametz in our area, we have to be done with that by 10:56 in the morning. Can't have matzah after that either. Can't have matzah the whole day, honestly. We discussed that. You know, can't have matzah in Erev Pesach. That's a real din, as opposed to the month before, maybe a little bit of a myth. So how are you supposed to fulfill Shal Shudis, which ideally is supposed to be eaten in the afternoon? Interesting to note that Shal Shudis is very important. It's a real halacha for men and women, brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. Gemara and Shabbos says, and Kuf Yud Ches, that those who are machbit to eat Shal Shudis saves you from three potentially challenging times. One would be from the Chevle Mashiach, the other is the Din in Gehenim, and the third is the Milchemes Gog U'Magog. So, you know, sign me up, let's eat Shal Shudis. So it's definitely an important thing. Ironically, people could tend to take it lightly throughout the year, but all of a sudden this week, it's how are we going to get into Shal Shudis? You know, it's a much bigger deal. Probably more important to, or at least equally important to be Yotze the rest of the year. Okay, so that's a little plug for Shal Shudis. But that being said, I really want to get into a plug for the second meal, for lunch in general. So we'll put it all together. So here we go. So what are you supposed to do on this type of Pesach? So there is a well-known idea, it's quoted by the Magen Avraham based on the Zohar, that one can be Yotze your Shal Shudis in the afternoon through Talmud Torah. In the Zohar, it says that Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, on this type of Shabbos, would learn the Meisim Merkava, the chariot going up in fire, and he would learn that event instead of eating Shal Shudis. That would be Yotze Shal Shudis. So that doesn't mean in a general Shabbos you can do Torah instead of Shal Shudis, but in this week, the Magen Avraham quotes that based on the Zohar, because again, there's no options really what to do in the afternoon. The Vilna Gaon, the Aruch HaShulchan, they say, there's no Shal Shudis this week. Shal Shudis has been canceled. Aruch HaShulchan brings a raya from Yom Kippur, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. What do we do for Shal Shudis on Yom Kippur? That falls on a Shabbos. No Shal Shudis, no any meal, really. So we see sometimes Shal Shudis gets canceled, so we do it, we cancel it this week as well. That is the Vilna Gaon. Some say, based on the Shulchan Aruch, that okay, you could have fruits or other foods that you're allowed to eat in the afternoon. But certainly a common practice is the idea of having two meals before the Zman HaIsr. Having two meals, this week would be in our, you know, the Teaneck area, before 10:56 in the morning. So just with that being said, a point of caution that one should take into mind when trying to, you know, implement this practice. And that is as follows. So the Shulchan Aruch says regarding someone who doesn't have that much money to have a nice Friday night and Shabbos day meal. So which one should they put more money into? Or in general, you have a lot of money, but which meal should you make nicer? So the answer is the Shabbos day meal, because kavod hayom adav. He says, even though for Kiddush, Friday night Kiddush is more important, but the meal itself, l'chol shar tzarchei ha'su'uda, Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Ayin Aleph Gimel, that kavod hayom is adav. So you should make sure to have a nicer meal. The Mishnah Brewer there quotes the Yamshel Shlomo, who calls people out. He says, most people, you know, put their effort really into the Friday night meal. I think, you know, you go on Shabbaton, it's usually Friday night meal, there's soup, there's a lot. And then Shabbos day, it's like, it could be cold cuts or whatever. And then Yom Shul Shulman says, a lot of people do it wrong. And he made a gzera on himself. I guess fish was a big delicacy for them. And he said he never had fish Friday night, he would only have it on Shabbos day. Because everybody has fish Friday night, they don't have a Shabbos day, and they mix up the priorities here. That's in the Mishnah Berurah quotes the name of the Yamshel Shlomo. So we see that the Seudas Shabbos, the second meal, is the most important meal, and our finest delicacies should go into that meal. They quote here in the Piskei Chuvos that this is a minhag to have a Michael Hachalin, the Hakugel, on Shabbos day. Okay, I think people have Kugel Friday night too, but certainly Chalim. For the meal itself, I've never been to a meal. Actually, that's not true. I've been to one. But most meals don't serve Chalim Friday night. So he said that's where the minhag comes, to Dafka of Chalim during the daytime meal to make that more chashev. So that being the case, so we know now for sure you have to have your daytime meal more chashev than the nighttime meal. You also have to have your daytime meal more chashev than your shalosh shudis. So the Piskei Tshuvos later quotes that those in this situation of Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos are even in a stam winter Shabbos, that it's early, that the day is short. So what they'll do is they'll wake up, go to Hashkama, they'll have a little, you know, kiddush right when they get home at 9 o'clock or whatever, a little kichel and herring, and they'll wash on that and make that their second meal. And then at lunch, they'll have the full lunch with all the, but they'll count it as their shalosh shudis. So he says that's wrong, that's inappropriate, because for sure, the second meal is supposed to be the most chashev meal, not Friday night and not shalosh shudis. As important as shalosh shudis is, the lunchtime, which is the second of the three meals, is supposed to be where we put our best food into. So if doing that this week, and in general, for those who have the practice, do that on another, you know, winter short Shabbos. But this week, for those who are going to be trying to do two meals before the deadline, got to make sure that first meal is the more chashev one, and then the second meal, so you have a little shalosh shudis and a piece of good filet fish or whatever. That is a lesson in general about the most important meal and about shalosh shudis. All right.